This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and I'm speaking with a current active. What is your name?
My name is Alex Porter.
Alex Porter. All right, Alex, so where were you born? Like, what city and date?
August 7th, 01 in Indianapolis.
And what high school did you go to?
I went to Bishop Chittard for 2 years and then Guerin Catholic for 2 years.
I went to Chittard as well. So when you were in high school and grade school, what type of activities or things did you get involved with? Did you have any jobs? Were you volunteering anywhere? And what kind of sports or anything with academia did you do?
I played tennis just kind of on the side and like rec soccer, but mainly everything in my life was around hockey. And I also did, like, I was trying to get involved in, you know, outreach and, like, church stuff. And but mainly everything I did was about hockey when I was younger.
Okay. And when you were going through school, what was your kind of vision of career and area of work, you know, when you were in high school? Where did you think you might apply yourself?
I always wanted to do music. Or something along those lines, but also something related to sports. And right now I'm in business trying to get into the sports admin program and do something with that.
Okay. So what's kind of your vision of types of positions or organizations you might work with or want to go for?
Well, I'd love my dream job would be working like as an agent for NHL players. So hopefully I get the chance to do that in the future. But otherwise, I would love to do marketing for, you know, either teams or companies that make equipment.
Okay, that's pretty specific. All right, so what? When did you become a new initiate or pledge class? What fall, spring, year, and what's the name of it?
Spring 2020, Delta Omega.
Delta Omega. So when you got in, were you a freshman when you did that?
Yeah.
All right. So when you started at Ball State, you went through Rush. Did you have any pre-existing, you know, connections with SAE, or what was kind of the road to SAE?
You know, I didn't really plan on joining a fraternity in college. My dad was a Phi Delta at Southern Indiana, but I didn't really plan on it until I met some friends that were in SAE here, and I didn't really look anywhere else. I wanted to join with them.
So what was kind of your thought on their personalities compared to the other guys?
You know, when they took me to the house for the first time, everyone was really nice and really down to earth, and I mean that influenced me a lot to kind of want to join.
Okay. And besides SAE, what other types of things do you do in college as far as interests or sports or any groups you're connected to or positions?
Students for Life is one. I haven't really involved myself in much else other than Greek life.
Okay. And you'd mentioned that, you know, as far as your parents, that your dad, that you guys are pretty tight, obviously your mom too, but have your parents been able to come up and come to the house, and are there any situations that, you know, that were really cool that stood out for them getting involved?
They haven't gotten to see the house yet. Usually I go down there like every couple weeks and see them, but they have not gotten to see the house yet, so I'm kind of looking forward to family day so that they can finally come around.
All right. So you had to go through dealing with COVID. How did that really affect? I'm not saying you had COVID, but I'm saying you went through the whole process last year. How did that affect you, and how do you think it affected, you know, other students and brothers? What are some situations that kind of, you know, stand out?
Well, so it created an interesting situation because we were about 3 or 4 weeks into new member ed, and we were actually at the house for class with Travis when we got the call that – or the email that we would – you know, not have in-person classes the rest of the semester, and most people were going to go home, including Travis. So we kind of put a hold on that, and we had to wait until the next semester and do new member ed with the freshmen.
Okay.
So it was very interesting. It kind of created kind of a leadership role for some of the people in my class because we were with freshmen, and obviously we'd been there longer, but also it helped us bond with the younger class too because we did everything together.
That's great. All right, so what positions have you held so far? Do you hold or would you like to hold with the House?
I currently hold philanthropy chair, fundraiser chair, recruitment committee, and I usually play the music when we have people over. And then I want to be social chair at one point.
Okay. I was social chair. It was a beautiful time. And you know the best thing about our house compared to all the other houses is that you can have three different venues going at the same time because you could have the basement, outside of the kitchen, and then upstairs for different types of themes. I definitely took advantage of that, and
Right, yeah.
it was a lot of fun. All right, so just overall, how would you describe to an incoming freshman, what really makes the guys at SE, the true gentlemen, what really makes it stand out, and how has it made you a better person?
You know, honestly, I think what I would tell any freshman is just listen to kind of how the girls talk about the different fraternities, and the way they talk about SAE is very flattering compared to other places. I think they trust us, and it's because of the way we act. You know, we're very respectful and very trustworthy and very safe. So everybody in the fraternity I trust a lot, and we make the right decisions.
Okay. And then what's just a situation that a brother was there for you? Kind of like giving a little shout out, but what was the specific situation when somebody stepped up and they helped you out?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is actually my roommate. My roommate Jeremy was stranded at a gas station with a friend because their car broke down, and I was asleep, so I couldn't be there for him. And Hannibal, our current social chair, actually went at 4 in the morning to pick him up because I would usually pick him up, and I was out cold. So that comes to mind first.
Okay. And as far as like your future goals, you mentioned that you want to get into sports medicine. Have you been able to talk to any of the alumni or talk to anybody older because of SAE that has, could open that path or that door for you?
You know, I haven't really been connected to any alumni yet, so no, I haven't.
Okay. So that kind of brings to the point of this whole project and the actives being able to learn what the alumni are doing from their interviews, as well as hearing some stories. Can you kind of see how this could grow and it could really become, especially if we're sending them out weekly and keeping top of mind, as far as emails to the whole mass? What's your kind of thought on this whole project and your involvement as well?
Yeah, you know, it's great. It definitely gets the alumni re-involved. I think if there's ones that kind of hadn't been involved in recent years, and it helps us personally reconnect with them too, like for job placement or just fundraising purposes or anything else like that. I mean, getting involved with the alumni is always great, and we love to hear the stories about the house from back in the day.
Are you looking forward to hearing some of your fellow active brothers' stories and backgrounds as well?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything like you anything else you'd like to share just about your overall experience and or just about SAE in general?
Well, I mean, I guess the one thing I would say was I didn't plan on coming to Ball State, and I didn't know if I was going to like it, but SAE has kind of made me, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
That's awesome. Well, Phi Alpha, stay on the line. We're going to do some a few stories, and I appreciate you sharing, and I know the other brothers and alumni will as well.
Appreciate it.